I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and this is a Friends with Friends podcast, the one where we explore all 236 episodes of our favorite TV show, Friends. I am joined by newbie, but not really, because we're halfway through the season, Vanessa.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and as Jackie said, I'm semi a newbie, but halfway not.
You are halfway there. So yes, we are halfway there because we're in the fifth season. This is the 109th episode, the one with Chandler's work laugh. This is the fifth season, episode 12, and it premiered January 21st, 1999, with 24.8 million viewers. Vanessa, what happened in this episode?
So Monica attends a work party with Chandler and creates a work laugh. Ross finds out an ex is getting married and finds comfort it's someone unexpected. Rachel tries to tell Monica she knows about her relationship.
Okay, so let's go with Monica creates this work laugh. I thought this was, because it's the title, but it's like, it's such a random storyline, but I thought it was funny. And the way, like, Monica's voice is already squeaky, and the way that she creates her work laugh is just hilarious.
The thing too is, what Chandler was doing, I could see it happening in a lot of places, because you want to please your boss, not only professionally, but in a way socially, because if you have a good social relationship with them, chances are they will keep you in whatever position or whatever job you have.
Yeah, they feel more invested in you, like, because they actually like you, you know?
Yeah, so it's like, Chandler's laugh was just funny, but then in the end, you just find out how rude the boss actually was. He was pretty egotistical.
Yeah, totally. And this isn't the first time we've seen the boss. Remember, he smacked Chandler's butt in earlier episodes. And then we also see him in later episodes as well. So he's going to be around for a little bit. So, but I thought it was funny the way that Monica also pointed that out. It's like, you're just a suck up, you know? It's like, I don't like being around Chandler who worked Chandler, you know? And this is the first time they also, like, get to hang out outside of hanging out with their friends where they can, like, be free.
Doug was Chandler's boss, and he was played by Sam McMurray. I've never seen him before, but he has some roles in Raising Arizona, Lake Placid 2, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Lucky Numbers, movies I haven't seen.
Yeah, these are all movies I haven't seen either. And then, well, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Unfortunately, I haven't seen that, but I know that's, like, a big Christmas movie.
Right.
But yeah, he seems like one of those, like, 90s actors. He just has that look. 80s, 90s actors.
And then his wife was played by Elizabeth Sims. She was in the play Bye Bye Birdie, and she was Phil's mom in Phil of the Future. I haven't seen the play Bye Bye Birdie or Neither Phil of the Future.
We're really showing our age here, because we're in our 30s. We're millennials. It's like, I haven't really seen these, because they're not, like, you know, much of a, I don't know, we were too young for, like, the 80s stuff, you know?
Yeah. And so the first time we see Doug really upset at Chandler was when he wasn't winning at tennis.
I know. And Monica's so competitive that she couldn't even let it happen.
Yeah. So it's funny to see that was the kind of boss that Doug was. So I don't know. It's just sad. And then the whole thing at dinner when Chandler doesn't laugh at his coffee joke.
Yeah.
And Monica, before that, tells him, hey, you know what? Like, you don't have to do this. Like, stop it. And then she sees the connection of how Doug reacts to Chandler not reacting. So she helps Chandler out and kind of tells him, it's okay, just laugh.
Just
it off.
Laugh, yeah. And she's just not going to go with him anymore to any more things. So
yeah.
I think that's a good happy medium in a relationship, some little hurdle that they got through, and that's it. But
yeah, I just hope Chandler finds a new job.
Well, I'm not saying anything, but yes, it would be annoying to have a boss like that. But another thing with Chandler and Monica's relationship too is Rachel actually knows, last episode we saw her find out about Chandler and Monica, and she confided in Joey about it. And so them two know right now. And so she kind of was like, well, Monica's not sharing anything with me. Like, why can't I just tell her that I know? But Monica still keeps it secret to herself. But then they have a moment later, and Rachel's trying throughout the whole episode to ask her, like, what's new with you? Any relationships and stuff? And then they have a moment later where, you know, it's really cute to see, like, their friendship. But I get it. Like, you know, Monica wants to keep it to herself until they know, like, it's something worth sharing, and it's such a big deal with the friends. So I get it, and I like that Rachel was trying.
Okay, so I just thought it was funny how Rachel kept poking Joey about Monica and Chandler's relationship. And every time she had the opportunity to, when Joey would go over to Monica and Rachel's apartment, she would ask him something, you know, give me more information. Yeah. And Joey, being the good friend he was, he would kind of give some information, but just didn't want to be involved at all.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And plus, we know that Rachel likes to gossip. So she just wants all the info so she can gather her gossip and gather her thoughts about it all. So I thought that was good. Joey, too, shows his loyalty. He's a very loyal friend. So shows his loyalty. He didn't want to, like, spill the beans and stuff like that. It's just like,
yeah,
he's just like, let them be, you know. So
I thought the first time where Rachel confronted Monica, Monica didn't play it off very well at all. Like, it was just, it was, you know, they were in the kitchen and she's like, oh, I have to go to a work event, you know. And then she just, Rachel tried asking her, but she wouldn't say anything and she just kind of dropped it.
Yeah.
Well, and then there was a coffee shop instance.
Yeah. Yeah. and then the last one, it was horrible. Like, you know, like, what are you doing in Chandler's room? Like, you know, so it's like, I like that they played it off then. They shared a hug and a sweet moment because they both know that they know, you know, but like Monica's just kind of like, oh, this is my new work, like new work. It's like relationship, you know.
But then do you think Monica really knew that Rachel knew? Because when Chandler came out after, he was like, Rachel is so gullible.
I think so.
And she was like, oh, yeah, she totally is, like, phew.
Yeah, I think so. I think Monica's just keeping it to herself that she knows that Rachel knows. You know what I mean? Like, like they shared a moment. They know each other in that moment. And then Monica's like just playing it off and just she knows that Rachel knows. But she's not really like telling Chandler because they don't want to like make a thing of it. That's what I feel. That's what I feel. I don't think like Monica really thinks Rachel's that gullible.
True. That's a good point.
All right. Let's take a break. And then after the break, we'll discuss the return of Janice in the most unexpected way. We'll be right back.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, and we're back. So another big thing that happens in this episode is Ross finds out Emily's getting married. And so the first scenes, one of the opening credits scene or whatever, is he gets a scone and he beats it in the coffee shop. That was funny. So he's kind of depressed and sad throughout the whole entire episode. And he finds solace in who?
Janice. So we see that whole, he's so mopey. Who was the guy who came in a few episodes ago and it was like Ross's twin?
Oh, Russ.
Russ, yes. He talked like Russ, super mopey. Yeah. And so, you know, everyone is wondering where Ross is. And then Ross walks into Chandler and Joey's apartment and they grill him. And he's not giving any information. And Joey's like, oh, you know, maybe he hooked up with someone. Maybe he met somebody.
He hooked up. Yeah, because he was gone all night. He wasn't walking around. He was gone all night.
With Janice.
Janice. I know. I love the way that she goes, Ross, you forgot you're. And then she walks in. And the way everybody looked at her was like, what? Like, looked at him and looked at her. And I thought it was so random because this sort of came out of left field. I wonder how, like, why the writers thought of this, just to bring her in for one quick episode like this. And it's just the most unexpected way because you knew the disdain that Joey had for Janice when Janice and Chandler were dating, but you never really, like, know how Ross really feels about her. So it's interesting that it just kind of came out of left field, you know?
Like, yeah. Good point. And you also hear Janice saying that Chandler is still in Yemen. Because when she walks into the apartment to give Ross whatever he was missing, his jacket, or I don't know what it was, you see everybody but Chandler.
Yes. And that's a good point too, because she says, she's like, Chandler's still in Yemen. Am I supposed to like wait around forever? You know, it's like, you know, so I thought that was interesting too, that they actually like kept that out, you know, Chandler's still in Yemen, and to not confuse it with, you know, Ross and Janice, you know, because it would be a whole nother storyline if like Chandler was there. It'd be a whole nother point in the storyline. So I like that they just kept it simple to Ross and Janice. But my favorite part of the episode is when Janice and Ross are talking again on the couch, and he's once again mopey, mopey, mopey. And she just freaks out because she's like, oh my gosh, you are so like, and she's
annoying.
Annoying. Yeah. So many complaints and stuff. And then she tells him, you're breaking up with me, or she breaks up with him because he's so annoying. And then he reacts, oh my God. And he says a line back to her. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. And it's true that when Ross is defending the relationship, that he says, you know, they are both divorced and they both have kids.
Yeah.
To that saying, yes, they have things in common, but Janice is just totally, I don't know, annoying, you could say.
Yeah.
And it's really funny when Ross tells Chandler, and Chandler starts using it as bait for when Ross would eventually find out about him and Monica.
Yes, and because he says, you know, there's rules, you know, you don't date someone's sister, you don't date somebody's ex. But Chandler at first just laughs it off. He's like, whatever, you know, so he doesn't really care that much until he says, yeah, you date somebody's sister. And he's like, well, you remember that I forgave you.
Yeah. Yeah. And he like started giving him money and other things. And he wanted him to write it down, like a little contract. So I think the whole situation was good. And it was funny how Ross was just so distraught with Janice breaking up with him, because he was like, wait, you find me annoying?
I know.
You know how annoying you are?
Yes. Yeah. She's usually the, and that's such a good, like, hilarious plot line that they did. It's like they turned the tables on Ross.
And it was funny when she's getting up off the couch and leaving Central Perk, Joey walks in and she's like, well, 2 out of 3.
Yeah. Well, since we know that the hatred that Joey has towards, or not the hatred, the dislike that Joey has for Janice, we know that will never happen. So there's no question about that. But I thought, I just like, if she brightens up, like, her character just brightens up the episode. It's just ridiculous. She's such a great actress, Maggie Wheeler, in that role. So I welcome it, and it's so random, but I welcome it. I love it.
Yeah, it's really good. This was just a very quick and simple episode.
Yeah.
It wasn't moved us along. But I did notice there was a brief mention of the movie You've Got Mail.
Oh, yeah.
Where Joey said Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan gets mail stuff.
They get mail. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I've never even seen that movie either.
Oh, I have. It's cute. It's super cute. It's one like Tom Hanks. You know how he went on like a whole bunch of like romantic rom-coms and stuff in the 80s and 90s and stuff. That's a good one.
Yeah. I think I'll have to watch it now that they mention it.
Yeah.
But all in all, do you have any favorite lines?
My favorite was the scene when Ross and Ross realizes, and then he says her line, but also like in the beginning when Phoebe's trying to like console Ross of like Emily getting married, Phoebe says, are you mad about the Louisiana purchase? No, because it's in the past. And so I'm like, that's so random.
It is random. It like didn't make sense, but because it's Phoebe,
it makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah. Totally. I didn't have any favorite lines, but I did think of that moment about the Louisiana purchase line. And I just thought it was really Phoebe.
Yeah. It's like one of those, it's just like, oh, Phoebe, you know, you just kind of like, oh, Phoebe kind of line. It's cute.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, coming up in the next episode, Friends of Friend, Joey gets a new merce, man bag, whatever you want to call it. Plus, Monica finds out how everyone really feels about her massages. So if you like us, please subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, leave comments. We'll respond to your comments.
Yes. And follow us on Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram. Until next time.
Bye.